Monday, August 17th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 11 through 20. Though you rejoice, though you exalt, O plunderers of my heritage, though you frolic like a heifer in the pasture, and neigh like stallions, your mother shall be utterly shamed, and she who bore you shall be disgraced. Behold, she shall be the last of the nations, a wilderness, a dry land, a desert. Because of the wrath of the Lord, she shall not be inhabited, but shall be an utter desolation. Everyone who passes by Babylon shall be appalled and hiss because of all her wounds. Set yourself in array against Babylon all around, all you who bend the bow. Shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Raise a shout against her all around, she has surrendered. Her bulwarks have fallen, her walls are thrown down. For this is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her, do to her as she has done. Cut off from Babylon the sower, and the one who handles the sickle in the time of harvest. Because of the sword of the oppressor, everyone shall turn to his own people, and everyone shall flee to his own land. Israel is a hunted sheep driven away by lions. First the king of Assyria devoured him, and now at last Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has gnawed his bones. Therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I am bringing punishment on the king of Babylon and his land, as I punished the king of Assyria. I will restore Israel to his pasture, and he shall feed on Carmel and in Bashan, and his desire shall be satisfied on the hills of Ephraim and in Gilead. In those days and in that time, declares the Lord, iniquity shall be sought in Israel, and there shall be none, and sin in Judah, and none shall be found. For I will pardon those whom I leave as a remnant. The Shepherd Who Restores His Flock. Jeremiah reminds us that God's judgment is never arbitrary. Babylon had been used as an instrument of judgment against Judah, yet Babylon itself was not exempt from the Lord's justice. Its pride, cruelty, and oppression would be answered by the righteous judge. These chapters announce Babylon's downfall while also pointing towards the restoration of God's people. The Lord would bring his scattered flock home and forgive their sins. This is the comfort of the Christian. God's judgment does not have the final word for those who belong to him. Our sins deserve judgment, and we cannot rescue ourselves from it. But the shepherd himself has come for his wandering sheep. Jesus Christ bore the judgment we deserved on the cross. There, God's justice and mercy meet. Because Christ has died and risen, the Lord gathers his people, forgives their iniquity, and gives them peace. Therefore, do not fear the judgment of this world. Trust the Shepherd who has redeemed you. Amen.